North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Permit Flow launches North Dakota Building Permit Guide for Smarter Development. Permit Flow has published a guide designed to help users navigate the North Dakota building permit process with less hassle. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline project timelines and reduce permitting delays by leveraging this specialized resource for their developments. Share Permit Flow's ND permit guide with your development team. permitflow.com/North Dakota. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New property record search tool streamlines ND deed and lien research. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Dakota-specific portal allowing users to search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in ND can accelerate due diligence and client service by consolidating multiple record types, ownership, permits, purchase history, and encumbrances, into a single search workflow. Bookmark http://northdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Real Estate Commissions in 2024. What Pros Need to Know. Redfin's guide covers everything about North Dakota real estate commission rates in 2024, including typical costs and factors that influence them. Understanding current commission structures helps ND agents and brokers price services competitively and communicate value to clients. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your rates against 2024 ND market norms. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Stark County ND launches property records search tool online. Stark County, North Dakota now offers property records and searches through its official government website. Real estate professionals in ND can quickly access verified property records for Stark County transactions, title work, and due diligence without in-person visits. Bookmark the Stark County Property Records Portal for faster title and ownership lookups. https://w.starkcountynd.gov/SEC=991-86A2 the 4C89857-0BFC24FCB9. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. State Tax Commissioner coordinates training resources for ND property assessors. The Office of State Tax Commissioner partners with assessing organizations to provide training and resources for local property assessors who determine property values for taxation. Accurate property assessments directly affect property valuations and tax liabilities that real estate professionals negotiate and disclose to clients. Review assessor resources at https://www.tax.gov/localgovernment/resources-assessors to stay informed on valuation standards. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of ND cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some ND jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.